Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 16th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we are preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 127 and just verse 1. It reads, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain." There are parallels not just with this verse, but also with the whole psalm, with the situation in Genesis chapter 11. Babel, the building of the tower at Babel. Babel is a great example of an endeavor frustrated by God. In Psalm 127 verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain." And what happened in Genesis chapter 11? Lots of building, but not the Lord's building. Not building for the Lord. Building out of pride. Using brick and stone, Genesis 11 verses 1 to 9, tar and mortar. They said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, "If as one people, speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. The city was not for God. God had given them their talents, God had given them their materials, but it was for themselves. They tried to create their own security, their own spirituality in some ways. The two halves of Psalm 127 parallel Genesis chapter 11. First of all, the vainglorious building, followed later in the psalm by a reference to children. And indeed, in Genesis chapter 11, although the first half of the chapter is all about this terrible, prideful building, the latter part of the chapter is followed by God's grace in giving people a family. Indeed, as you go down the line of the people who begat somebody else, you get to Terah. Terah, a family that lasts to this day. Genesis 11 verse 24, where Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram. Abram, Nahor and Haran, Abram, who his wife was then Sarai, later on in those verses, and of course through that we have the heritage of faith that we enjoy today. And so after pride comes God's grace. Same in this Psalm 127, pride in building the house, pride in watching over the city, in vain, verse 2, getting up early, staying up late. But yet there is grace, there are sons, there is a heritage, there is a plan that God has for blessing his people, if they'll understand that we must trust in him. The goal, of course, is not to do no work, though that could be a temptation from verse 1. The goal is not that, but it is to do our work, God's work, without a sinful dependence on ourselves. We must avoid the mistakes of Babel, which ended in confusion, and the Pharisees who tried to build, but they did it out of a hypocritical self-righteousness. Indeed, there is work for Christians to do. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 11. "We hear that some among you are idle. They are not busy. They are busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. As for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right." Indeed, Paul's example is what underpins this from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 9. "Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel to you." The Lord, of course, himself is a builder. He built everything that exists, Genesis chapter 1. He created the heavens and the earth. So what is our work? Our work is a natural, inevitable, and faithful development out of God's work, as Peterson says in his book, Along Obedience in the Same Direction. We're not doing God's work for him, but we're cooperating. Work is good. It must be if God does it, but not anxious or indolent work. Let's work for the Lord today, with the Lord, under his care. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. Until tomorrow, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.